USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Thursday disavows the center back chant that broke out at his rally on Wednesday night.
It was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it. But I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never
to... Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is testifying on Capitol Hill today, saying that the U.S. is facing an unprecedented crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. He says the number of people trying to enter the United States illegally has been staggering and led to a humanitarian crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
He still has a long list of accusers in both the U.S. and Britain, but one high-profile sexual misconduct case against actor Kevin Spacey is dead. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved.
That's Spacey in a video he posted shortly after this case began a year ago, in which an 18-year-old Massachusetts man accused him of groping him at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Prosecutors said Wednesday the accuser is no longer willing to testify against him. The case against Spacey began to break down when the alleged victim's cell phone, considered key evidence in the case, supposedly went missing.
But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would you?
Spacey still has a long road ahead of him, though, given the number of allegations and accusers that stretch back more than two decades.
A bill raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is heading to the Senate after passing in the Democratic-controlled House. The bill will face steep opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan is appearing before a House Oversight Committee to discuss the policy of splitting up illegal alien families at the southern border. Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas and Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleenan on the crisis at our southern border.
We have a crisis of national security, overstretched resources, endangerment of American citizens, endangerment of Texas communities, and endangerment of migrants along the journey at the hands of cartels, is it not?
It's also a border security crisis.
The truth is that dangerous cartels, particularly the Gulf cartels, Reynosa faction, the CDN of Los Zetas, and the Sinaloas, are massively profiting by moving people through Mexico to the United States, correct?
Yes, $3 billion plus a year.
The Ebola outbreak in the Congo has led to the declaration of an international health emergency. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The declaration by the World Health Organization comes after Ebola spread to the Congo capital city, Goma. Dr. Robert Stephen is with the WHO.
This is still a regional emergency and by no way a global threat.
More than 1,600 people have died this year in Congo in the second deadliest Ebola outbreak in history. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus hopes the government of Congo doesn't overreact.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.